perhaps beginning with a few slightly deeper breaths, and with each exhalation, letting go. Letting go of anything you might have been in the middle of as you transition into this hour we share together. Letting go of the long to-do list or the busy day that might await you later. Letting yourself be right here, right now. Maybe even letting yourself be grateful, grateful for the opportunity to pause in your day or in your week. This precious opportunity to remember that you are a human being, not a human doing. Letting your breath just be easeful and natural in the background of your awareness as you tune into the body. This body that carries you around from place to place throughout your day. This body that's been with you since the moment you were born, before the moment you were born, this body that has really been gifted to you in this life. And taking the care to perhaps sweep the warm sunbeam of your awareness through the body, beginning perhaps at the crown of the head and just melting your awareness down through the body ever so slowly, kindly checking in with those places that might be feeling knotted or tense, achy or tender. Perhaps taking the time and the care to send an extra breath or two into and through any of those constricted or tight places in the body. Maybe even taking a moment to thank them for working so hard, carrying so much for you, and then inviting them to rest, to relax. in any way they're willing or able to do so. Letting your awareness sweep through the body at whatever pace feels right for you. It might be relatively rapid, or it might be lingering, a slow sweep. Whatever pace helps you actually stay connected to the body that invites you to see it, feel it, inhabit it more fully as you rest into your seat. Or your body posture for today, including the option if you're lying down. And however your body is postured, perhaps feeling an appreciation for the support of the chair or the floor of the earth beneath you, for the gift of a place to rest and receive. And as you rest into the body, you might find the anchor that feels most grounding, most comforting to you in this moment. That might be a felt sense of the breath. Wherever the breath is most alive for you. The movement of the belly or the rib cage. Or the air entering or leaving the nostrils. Maybe a moment's gratitude for the miracle of the breath. that enlivens and refreshes each and every cell of the body. With each inhalation, appreciating the nourishment, the life force present in the breath. If somehow the breath isn't the right anchor for you today, choosing something else, a touch point like hands or feet or your bottom on the chair, letting your chosen anchor be a place to rest. Some place to come home to whenever the mind wanders and to just gently begin again and again with your anchor. And when you find that your attention has wandered, maybe pulled away by a sound, before coming back to your anchor, perhaps a moment of gratitude for having ears that can hear. Or if the mind has been caught up in a story, a moment of appreciation for the miracle of a mind that can think. And then coming back to your anchor, grateful to have a place to rest and a practice that supports the cultivation of clarity of mind and openness of heart and a settling of the nervous system. Resting back and just being with your anchor. And as we gradually come to the final minutes of this practice together, noticing breath and body, noticing the quality of heart and mind having paused to practice in this way. And perhaps seeing if there's any naturally arising appreciation or thankfulness for this chance to pause and rest and be. And if there is any sense of being grateful, notice what gratitude feels like in the body. Maybe it's known by a sense of ease or openness. Maybe it's known by a particular vibration or energetic quality in the body. Maybe you're aware of it by what's missing, what's not here. A lack of tension or worry. So just being curious for a moment. Gratitude's present, how is that expressing itself in your experience right now? And then taking a few moments to reflect, how might a grateful heart potentially be a gift to the world? How might you be able to carry a sense of appreciation or thankfulness with you? How might this be shared with others, directly, or maybe simply energetically? In the silence of your own mind and heart. May all beings know the gift of appreciation. May all beings be nourished by a quality of gratitude internally and externally. May all beings know ease of well-being and be free from suffering. May it be so. And then gifting yourself a slightly deeper breath, maybe gifting the body a gentle stretch as you gradually release this practice, and open your eyes and come back out into this space that we share. As I mentioned at the beginning, I really want to take a number of weeks to look at some of the heart qualities that can nourish us, and I wanted to begin with a quote that sort of points to the value of this, and it's by a man named Leon Wieseltier. He says, "When disappointment has brought you low, or sadness has colonized you, or fear has conquered your imagination, you experience a contraction of your horizon. Your sense of possibility is damaged and even abolished. Pain is a monopolist. The most urgent thing, therefore, is to restore a more various understanding of what life holds, of its true abundance, so that the bleakness in which you find yourself is not all you know. The way to break the grip of sorrow and dread is to introduce another claimant on consciousness, to crowd it out with other stimulations from the world. Sadness can never be retired completely because there is always a basis in reality for it, but you can impede its progress by diversifying your mind." So focusing on these heart qualities is an opportunity to diversify our mind. You know, it's really easy to look around at what's happening today and see the fear, the pain, the instability, the overwhelm, and that can really colonize our minds and hearts. And so we can choose to practice anything. You know, you can practice fear, you can practice anger, or you can practice gratitude and love. And so it's really a rich complement and a balancing factor to our minds and hearts to invite in gratitude more intentionally. You know, it's a beautiful practice, and it's one that I know I pick up formally, and then it sort of fades, and I forget about it, and then I pick it up formally again, and I've done this for, you know, decades now. You know, I have my little gratitude journal, and sometimes I faithfully write in it every night for like months at a time, and then, you know, I'll have these big long stretches. But whenever I pick it up again, it's like there's so much joy to read through and to see the threads of appreciation, and, you know, they're often for profound and powerful things, you know, like life and health, and for everyday things like water that's clean and drinkable, you know, a home, tremendous safety compared to so many people, you know, these things that every time I name them in my journal or out loud or as I'm saying them now, it's like nothing ends up seeming very small, you know, and even the small things, you know, not very, very small. One of my nicknames for my beloved cat that passed on a few months ago was Small One, and it's amazing when I read through my gratitude journal how she was like ever present, like every single day. It was, you know, something about her that she sat on my belly today and, oh, you know, made me just stay in one place and not, you know, not rush on to the next thing, or, you know, the morning wake up where it's like I'd wake up to a little nose in my face and, you know, whatever it was. And so there's just this sweetness with gratitude. It trains our heart's eye really to look for what's good and to take it in and pause and actually feel it. Gratitude actually has a feeling in the body. It's not an intellectual, you know, pursuit. And what's wonderful about it is it's a resource it's always available to us. And it doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, big. Sometimes there's gratitude like, I'm grateful this day is done. You know, I made it through my day and I can actually, you know, sort of lay my burdens down from the day. Or sometimes, you know, we can be grateful for just enough. There's a Buddhist proverb I've always liked. It says, enough is a feast. Enough is a feast. You know, so there's this way that, and there's a quality of abundance to gratitude. Like, it's not a limited resource. I love his name. It's like, I never remember it, so I always have to write it down. It's Fred DeWitt Van Amberg. And he has this lovely little quote that says, gratitude is a currency that we can mint for ourselves and spend without fear of bankruptcy. We can mint for ourselves and spend without fear of bankruptcy. You know, it's boundless, really. And we can give it away without ever running out. You know, there's not a limit on thank you. And that feels, you know, for me, that's been a, there's something reassuring about that. There's something that's been really nourishing in these times where it can feel like, you know, there's not enough, whatever it is, there's not enough time, there's not enough stability, there's not enough, you know, money, there's not enough resources on the planet, you know, and it's like, oh, gratitude actually, it doesn't impinge on any of these other precious resources. It doesn't harm the planet to be grateful. It doesn't take anything. You know, it's a place to actually really drink deeply and take it in from others and to gift it out. And when we gift it out, we often find that more gratitude comes back to us. I'm on a board of directors, and you know, we've been exploring ways to operate more effectively, and I've been thinking a lot about organizations that I've been part of, and one of the things that I find helps me when I'm in those settings is appreciation. You know, it's a currency that often, you know, nonprofits are strapped for time and energy and money, and they can't give you the resources that you need. But if you can appreciate each other, it often makes, you know, hard work easier. And so I thought that we could try on a short experiential of gratitude and then let you have some time to talk to each other about this. So I want to just invite you to close your eyes for just a minute. Feel your body and breath. Maybe even bring a hand to the heart center if that helps you connect with a quality of warmth or tenderness or care. And to reflect on something, you know, in your life that you are so thankful for. Big or small. And what you might notice is that, you know, it's not just one thing. You might feel a cascade of things. That's fine. You can let that move through you however it does, and images or internal speech, a sense of naming. It might just be a felt sense in the body of how it is to reflect on, you know, what's good, what's working in your life. What offers you a sense of nourishment or peace or support, satisfaction? And then when you're ready, taking another deep breath and opening your eyes, and just want to invite you to, if you wish, just unmute yourself and just popcorn style, like just one word, something you're grateful for, just to bring some things into the room. And beautiful. What else? Granddaughters. Trees. Kids laughing. Chocolate.
My partner.
Good friends. Books, yeah. Phones. Poems. Yeah.
Firefighters.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. So you might even just pause and just take in. Like, what's it feel like to sit in a circle of gratitude, yours and others? What's it feel like in the body? What's it feel like in the heart? Can you feel the quality of connection, the interdependence, that sense of, oh, somebody else might have spoke your truth, your heart, in hearing this, you know, and that was just a couple of minutes, you know, and some of you have probably done this before if you've been in one of my classes, but I know for me, every time I revisit a gratitude circle or a shared experience, it really reminds me that sharing gratitude is deeply nourishing. You know, we can do it with ourselves in a journal, but it's also a beautiful practice if there's any way of mirroring it, you know, with a gratitude buddy or, you know, occasionally taking a few minutes if you get together or have a conversation with a friend. You know, even if you live alone, if you're in contact with others, you know, to share that in some way can also be another pathway to explore this practice. So let's let you share with each other for a little bit of time, and whatever speaks to you. You could continue the gratitude circle if that just feels good and you want to keep it simple with a smaller group. Or maybe you want to share, you know, how you bring this into your life or how you want to bring it into your life, or even some of the challenges to gratitude, because it can be helpful to acknowledge those and explore ways to work with and around and through them. So enjoy each other's company, and I will look forward to seeing you back soon. Welcome back. So welcome back. I'll just see if there's anything that really wants to be expressed, and then I have a short quote to end on. Karen.
I'm sorry, it takes me a while to unmute.
It's perfect. I appreciate you, you know, sharing that, Karen, and you know, it's it can be so amazing what we don't see, you know, because it's literally the air we breathe. Like, it's just here, so we don't see it. And I feel such a tenderness that you feel badly, and it also can be like another potential way to hold it is, isn't it kind of magnificent that there's always something new to be grateful for? And maybe I can be grateful for that. Like, however many more breaths I get, that's now on the radar. You know, it's like we're always learning. We're always learning. These human evolutionary processes are just never done. Yeah. So, maybe in the spirit of that, I'll share one of my favorite gratitude quotes that's from one of my favorite teachers. It's the whole family from A.A. Milne. And this is a piece of wisdom from Piglet, who I was always quite fond of. And this is, Piglet noticed that even though he had a very small heart, it could hold a rather large amount of gratitude. So, however skilled or large you think your heart is, or your capacity for gratitude, you know, take Piglet's words with you if they speak to you too, and to just remember, like, you know, any heart can hold a rather large amount of gratitude. Oh, it is so good to be with you all. I just love you all. And I feel deeply, deeply grateful to have shared this hour with you, and I hope your week is nourished by many moments of gratitude, and we'll keep exploring the terrain of the heart over the coming weeks and perhaps months together. So take good care. Bye, everyone.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.